This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. Here are the main headlines this morning.
Adani Power will contest an order issued by the Registrar of Companies, Ahmedabad, imposing penalty on 3 senior executives for alleged breaches connected to related party transactions over 3 years till FY20. The ROC had in an order issued on 16th May imposed penalty on 3 senior executives of Adani Power, including Chairman Gautam Adani. The state-owned miner Coal India has inked an agreement with its non-executive workers over the revision of wages. Coal India said that a 19% minimum guaranteed benefit on emoluments, including basic salary, variable dearness allowance, special duty allowance and attendance bonus, and a 25% increase in allowances have been agreed upon. Around 2,81,000 employees of CIL and SECL who were on the rolls of the company as on 1st of July 2021 would be the beneficiaries of the new wage agreement. A clutch of large private equity funds have expressed initial interest acquiring stake in Glenmark Life Sciences, a subsidiary of pharma major Glenmark Pharmaceuticals. The likes of KKR, Blackstone, BPAEQT and PAG are likely to have shown interest in the proposed transaction. Glenmark Pharma, which holds an 82.85% stake in Glenmark Life, is also looking to reduce its debt via stake sale. The firm's net debt was at 2,600 crore rupees as of December 2022. India's largest telecom operator, Reliance Jio, part of Mukesh Ambani's Reliance Industries, added 30.5 lakh mobile subscribers in March, accelerating its momentum in February. While Vodafone Idea lost 12.12 lakh wireless users during the month, according to data released by telecom regulator TRAI. Sunil Mittal-led telecom company Bharti Airtel onboarded 10.37 lakh mobile subscribers in March, raising its subscriber base to 37.09 crores in March from 36.98 crores in February. The Mumbai bench of the NCLT has directed the National Stock Exchange and BSE to reconsider their respective initial approvals for the Zee-Sony merger and issue updated no-objection certificates before the next hearing. This poses fresh obstacles for the proposed merger of the media companies. In September 2021, Zee entered into an agreement with Sony Picture Networks India, subsidiary of Japan's Sony Corp, for a merger that could create the country's largest media and entertainment company with standalone revenue of $2 billion. JSW Steel has said that NCLT Mumbai has approved 621 crore rupees resolution plan submitted by its subsidiary JSW Steel Coated Products for debt-laden National Steel and Agro Industries. JSW Steel through JSW CPL proposed to acquire 100% equity shareholding in NSAIL. The acquisition of NSAIL is proposed to be completed within 30 days from the effective date as contemplated in the resolution plan. FMCG major Hindustan Unilever in association with Genpact have launched Be Seen, a program to help scale businesses owned by minority and underrepresented groups in India. HUL and Genpact aims to enable these businesses to eventually get absorbed into the supply chains of large consumer companies, including that of HUL. Moving on to markets, the Indian markets, Nifty 50 and Sensex started the session in green on the back of mixed moves across other major markets around the globe as investors across the globe remain optimistic about a breakthrough in the US debt ceiling. BSE Sensex climbed 187 points to 62,151 in early trade, while NSE Nifty advanced 69 points to 18,383. And in business term of the day, we look at debt ceiling. It's the maximum amount that US government can borrow by issuing bonds. The Treasury Department must find out ways to pay expenses when the debt ceiling is reached. Otherwise, there's a risk that US will default on its debt. The debt ceiling can be raised or suspended several times to avoid the risk of default. Failure to raise it beyond the current cap of roughly $31.4 trillion by June could result in the US defaulting on its debt. With that, it's a wrap on today's edition. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.